Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures were both higher here, with live cattle just up 20 in June at 116.95. There was some cash trade earlier today at 120. It looks like in Texas and Nebraska, which is a little bit firm, I guess, stayed higher than where we were last week. August live cattle up 22 at 120.32. October's up 35 at 124.62. The December live is up 32 at 128.40. Heard several reports of people that have cattle on the show list but are unable to sell them. They can't get a packer to take them at any price, and so that's kind of disappointing here. You hear 120, but apparently it's not that easy to even get them sold. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, May was up 42 at 136.70. August, feeder cattle 275 higher at 156.87. So we are within striking distance of previous highs here on the feeder cattle futures. September's up 270, 158.10. The hogs today rallied as well. June hogs were up $2.12 at 115.47. I believe that's a new high for the June hogs. December's were up 30 at 84.22. And again, the 120 cash trade, box beef, over $320-something, 100 weight. So things are just really, really high there for the box beef and not really translating into the live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain futures market is just sliding lower. It's extremely weak here. Right now we're down about 40 cents in the July corn, 6.17 1/4. So that's the limit. The limit today is 40 cents for July corn. September corn is down 29 at 5.39. December corn is down 25.5. Beans are weak, but not as weak. Considering how weak the corn is, beans are actually holding in pretty steady here. July's down 17 cents at 15.06. They did go to 14.99, so hopefully that $15 level will hold. November beans are down 20 here at 13.42. Kansas City July down 10 3/4 at 6.04.5, and Chicago down about 7 cents on their wheats. It looks like the rainfall and weather forecast over the summer right now are mild, and there's no real threat to the crop. And with the hedge funds at one point over 500,000 total contracts long for corn, beans, and wheat, they're having to pare some of that back, and they're selling it here just, I believe, based just on weather. There's also reports that China is curbing some of their grain speculation, and then out of South America, they're having some troubles getting some of their crop export boats out of the way. I guess they're stuck. There's some lower water, and those boats are getting hung up down there. So I would think that would be bullish for the U.S. The markets right now, though, are quite a bit weaker.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.